the first thing that we're going to be jumping into today that's going to probably occupy a large portion of our stuff is Microsoft and Sony are announcing a cloud gaming partnership, dude. Like, Sony and freaking Microsoft, dude, they're the biggest names in gaming, dude. If you're a console player, dude, you know Microsoft, Sony. They've been fighting with each other forever. You know, Microsoft has like their specific games. Sony has their specific games. Usually what happens, Microsoft releases a console, and then Sony waits like 6 months after that and comes out with a better console. It pisses every Microsoft player off, dude. Like, every Xbox player off. Because they took that extra 6 months, made a better console. Nobody comes out with another one for the next 2 years. Sony just holds the torch for 2 years.
Can I just say that if you fucking played PS4, you also probably rollerbladed.
Yeah, dude.
And let me tell you something.
Not even kids, like the four wheels. You know what I mean? Like the fucking, you do the four wheels.
Dude, listen. And let me tell you something. You know goddamn well, as a kid at the skate park, if you saw a fucker rollerblading or scootering, you know goddamn well, they weren't getting no skate park bitches. Okay? You know for a fact that they were...
There's like two or three of them there.
Yeah, and they were always really weird, like black, all clothes.
Nobody
like,
really wanted to talk to them.
Okay, well, listen. If you fucking... If you play PS4, dude, you don't listen to Slipknot.
That's true.
You can't kickflip, and you rode rollerblades. Xbox for life. Fucking...
Yeah, if it's not clear, we are Xbox players. Like, true and true. The cool thing is that, so this cloud gaming, which I don't know if anybody really understands exactly what that is because it's a new concept, but essentially these companies will build like high-end PCs, like $5,000, $8,000 PCs, and they'll allow you to use your internet access to connect to that PC. And your monitor will portray the game, but it'll be running on that PC. So you can play, like, let's say you have that shitty $500, $600 PC that just can't run your favorite game. And so you watch your favorite streamers play it because you'll never be able to do it because you're a freaking 14, 12-year-old kid that can't afford anything, or you're a broke-ass adult that also can't afford any high-end equipment. You can go to cloud gaming and allow yourself to join up to these high-end PCs and play off of those PCs for a monthly fee. So that's what cloud gaming is. But Microsoft and Sony want to combine together to make the best cloud gaming experience for everybody. This is dope, dude.
Can I just say that's like the beginning of a new era?
That's insane, dude.
If you can be connecting to a completely different PC...
You don't need a good-ass PC, dude.
Dude. Okay, I was going a different way with that. Just think, dude. Like, think, like, you're just watching porn, dude, and somebody catches you, and you close out of boom, boom. Show me your history. Okay, fine. Here you go. I'm just on the cloud. Like, I was just... You know what I mean,
actually,
dude? Like,
yeah.
It's next
obviously,
level.
Yeah, that's not where I was going, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Me, like, yeah, me
most
neither.
Most people probably wouldn't go down that route. But actually, that brings up a really good point. If you do stuff like that... I mean, well, actually, there's probably... connections, like we know what PC's IP address was using our computer at that time, so you were looking up how to make a bomb, right? On your computer, on that cloud gaming PC, right? Obviously they're still gonna find you, you know, there's no way around that. I don't think that's gonna solve like your porn habits or your, you know, criminal activity on the internet.
Well, I don't want to be solved. I just want to have a way to, like a backup plan. Like, oh shit. Close, slam. Let me see your computer. Okay, fine. Here you go. Okay, here, mom. Like, here, take it. Boom. What were you on? I was on cloud gaming. I was gaming, dude. Mom, like, I was literally gaming. Now give it back.
I was playing Subverse, that new not safe for work game.
I was playing Subverse. The new board.
All my friends were getting together. We're playing.
That's even worse, dude. You know how fucking awkward it's gonna be to see like four of your friends playing Subverse and fucking being a Discord call together. Fucking weird motherfuckers, dude.
Like, yo, dude, hey, you want to play some League of Legends, or, you know, maybe play some like Overwatch or something? No, man, I'm playing with some other friends right now. just a stupid game. My friends kind of wanted, me to play with them. And then you look at, like, their Steam account, and it's like they're playing Subverse with a party of four.
You already know what's going on.
I get you playing Subverse. I get it, dude.
That's exactly what Cloud would be good for, dude.
Yeah, Cloud would be perfect for that. You can hide your IP address.
Holy cow, that's okay. Fucking...
Oh, but we haven't even gotten into this.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think about this, then? What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to open up a lot of things. I think, one, the gaming world has been taking off the last 5 years. Everyone knows it. Twitch has been shooting off. Esports has been shooting off. The last 5 years has been revolutionary for gaming, gamers.
People are taking it seriously now.
Esports, everything, dude. Like, things and stuff, dude. Like, dude, when I was younger and I was playing pro Call of Duty and I was getting to go to LAN events and I was getting flown around to play in tournaments and like, it wasn't an option. Like, that wasn't like, you couldn't make a living doing it at that time. There was no streaming then. It was like, okay, whatever. Now it's like, dude, if you get sent to one tournament, like, dude, it's fucking crazy what you can do. But like, this
People aspire to do it.
Dude, but the problem is a good gaming computer that can run PUBG or many other games cost $1,500. Yeah. Dude, me as a kid, there's no way I would ever get that. Yeah. But if I could buy a $500 computer that I could use for school and then connect to a cloud, like, dude, if this actually goes...
I didn't even think about that, dude. That's actually a great thought.
You're going to see so many more players. Because think about how many of your friends... Yeah, what up, Sandman? Think about how many of your friends right now, when you log on, oh, let's play some Overwatch. Oh, I can't. Like, my computer sucks. Yeah, I have friends that I love to play with, and they can't. Like, they just can't play the games that I want to play. And they're like, dude, let's just play this game. Like, dude, I'm not playing that game.
Right. Yeah, I can't. It's not even just like I want to. You know, I would love to play this new game, especially like PUBG when it first came out. Only the highest end of PCs could handle that game, right? And even if you had the highest end, it still sucked dick. Like, it was the worst game, like, graphically, and it would lag all the time. Like, there was nothing that you could really do about it.
For example, Apex. Exactly, dude.
What do you mean? Apex was, like, fantastic on low-end PCs, right?
No, when it came out, you need a little bit of a better computer.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. To play it, flawlessly.
I think PUBG is the best example of it, though.
Yeah, PUBG was the worst, though. Well, yeah, the best the worst. I remember, at the time, I had a godly computer, and I couldn't even play high graphics.
Yeah, dude, I could... No, never. Dude, I don't know. I don't even think Shroud really played on... Like, he could, but it was, like, still not worth it. You know what I mean? It's not worth all the, like, usage of your PC that you're going to use. You know what I mean? It was garbage. But if you... Like, let's say another new game comes out, right? Let's say Halo Infinite comes out, right? And it has a BR... it has a BR version. Let's say, you know, somebody made a BR version and, like, it's becoming a competitive version. You know that game. Halo Infinite, they're making a brand new gaming engine for that game. You know, when it comes to PC, that's going to be rough on your fucking PC. Hardcore. Yeah. You're going to need to buy some new shit for that. But if you can just use your PC and, like, connect to a better PC for $20 a month or $10 a month or whatever it is, yeah, dude, that's... Now you're going to be on, like, the beginning portion before the game gets optimized. You're going to be there at the drop of it. You can play all the betas when they're at shitty qualities and they're, like, tearing through your PC. That's going to increase the amount of players that are jumping into esports early in the release of a game. I didn't think about that. That's insane that you thought,
dude,
about that.
And player bases are gonna shoot up.
Yeah,
like, honestly, we've already seen player bases shoot up in the past years. You know what I mean? And it's just getting more and more. You see the viewership on Twitch continuously growing. You just see your favorite games years ago. We were like, dude, 50,000 viewers, and now it's like, dude, this game only has 50,000 viewers.
Like, it's garbage,
dude. You continuously see these games just at this rocket speed, and it's like not slowing down for anybody. And we know Microsoft and Sony are two very successful companies. We already know, like, whatever these
guys
do.
They're the most successful companies in gaming. Like, by far, the most successful companies.
These guys
maybe Nintendo. Nintendo's in there, you know. We'll get to that. We'll get to Nintendo in a bit.
But, you know, so anything you see with these guys, you know, like, something's happening, you know. So I'm excited, dude. And as a gamer enthusiast, as an esports player, as someone who loves video games just in general, every type, like, this is awesome for me because this means more players for me to beat the fuck out of when I play games.
Yeah. And this was a big question that I had. Is like, obviously, we're not going to see Halo on PlayStation. You know what I mean? We're not going to see that that Choices Matter Rain game. I forgot what it was called. But we're not going to see Sony PlayStation games on Xbox. We're not going to see Xbox games on PlayStation. But future Xbox games, future PlayStation games may be cross-platform now. Rather than having, you know, a game that, like, Gears of War, you know what I mean, where it's only Xbox. We might see future games just on Microsoft and Sony and not on, like, Nintendo and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, that could be something huge. So maybe Gears of War 5 or, you know, whatever, like, single-title game that's directed towards Sony or Microsoft, that might now be a part of both entities. That would be insane. But the biggest thing, from what I could tell after reading this article, was that they're still not sure to the extent of the agreement between the two, exactly like what the details are. But Sony apparently has like not a lot of servers and not a lot of like stuff that can make cloud gaming like be a real thing. But Microsoft does, so they want to take advantage of Microsoft's platform, which is like xCloud. I think that's what they called it.
Oh.
So they have xCloud right now. So they've already invested tons of money into this. So if Sony gets on board with them, the reason why Microsoft would approve of that is they negate the competition, right? They get rid of Sony, you know, they combine together so they don't have the competition anymore. And then Sony gets the benefit of Microsoft's infrastructure and their technology and their ideas and stuff like that. So that's why I think this might actually happen. Because it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Right. It's an amazing idea. And as gamers, I love gamers. I'm all for gaming. Any type of gaming. Every type, dude. Even the type.
All types of gaming.
Too. All types of gaming. Even the type that heavily insinuates certain things. I'm with it, dude. You know what I mean? If you like to play Fortnite, we support you.
Don't I feel like you're using the term "we" very loosely here?
I support things about you.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You're not a terrible person.
There's you're not a terrible person. You just play Fortnite. You rollerblade. You don't kickflip.
Probably listen to Coldplay or like.
Yeah, probably listen to whatever, dude. You know, you'd probably
not a big deal.
Whatever. You probably can't even do it's Fortnite or the Slipknot screen.
That was bad.
That was, dude, my throat hurts. Listen.
This is two episodes in a row where you use that excuse.
My throat, dude. It's
your cough was better than your
Okay. Well, see Sean clearly listens to Fortnite. Or Sean clearly listens to Slipknot. But Sean, do you play Fortnite?
Absolutely not, dude. Otherwise I would sound like
all right. Dude, okay. Next.
So, speaking of which, what's his Nintendo might be joining in. Right? Are we on that? Is that we got that overlay open?
Yep.
Yeah, so Nintendo might be joining this whole thing. But the thing is they're not joining. It's not like a three-way trio between Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Nintendo's trying to join Microsoft specifically in a different contract. So it's not going to be like a three-way contract. It's going to be two different contracts with Microsoft. Dude, people are sucking Microsoft's fucking dick right now, dude. Everybody loves what they're
doing. Dude, you want to know why? No, because Microsoft has Google.
Xbox is the best.
Microsoft has Google. Ain't nobody trying to fuck with Google.
Yeah, dude. Nobody wants to.
The last Google people who fucked with Google are Bing. What happened to Bing? Does anyone even know what Bing is anymore?
Jeeves? What happened to Ask Jeeves, dude? Bing fucked Ask Jeeves. Google fucked Bing. Nobody's fucked with Google since.
No, dude. It. Don't you remember, like, it was like a couple of years ago when Bing took Google off their search engine. So like if they typed in Google into Bing.
Oh yeah, they did.
And they were like, oh, that does not exist. You know what I mean? They're like, dude, you don't fuck with Google. And Google is a part of my, like, you know, like, dude, like. So yeah, everyone's trying to, everyone's like, oh, Microsoft, dude, come here. Oh, you're so pretty today. Oh.
Wait, what did they do?
Like, oh, you're so pretty today. Come here. Oh. Oh, dude, you're so cool, dude.
Oh, you were doing this. I thought you were doing this.
No, I was doing this for sure.
Okay,
Microsoft!
Okay.
Microsoft! So.
So here you got Nintendo, and here you got Sony, and Microsoft's like... Wait, no, that's not... Microsoft isn't jerking them off. They're... Microsoft has two penises.
Yeah!
Sony and Nintendo are just sitting there just jerking them off. Okay. All right, obviously that was a short subject. Let's move on.
So Nintendo also wants a piece of Microsoft because Microsoft is...
the best. They make Halo, so I don't know if you know that.
So yeah. They listen to Slipknot, so whatever. Yeah. Okay, next topic, dude. Who loves video games? Sorry, wrong one. PlayStation... this is it, dude. PlayStation was... There was an ad that popped up. Dude, PlayStation was largely left out of negotiations with Microsoft over a new deal. Dude, Microsoft bullied them. I don't know if you read the article or not.
I did, yeah.
Microsoft are bullies, dude. But that explains why they're on top, dude. You know what? I'm just going to say.
DJ Khaled said it best, dude. They're the best.
Be the best.
Nailed it, dude. Perfect. Good. It's so. Anyways, PlayStation is a sub part of Sony, right? PlayStation isn't Sony. PlayStation is a part of Sony. Sony's making these negotiations with Microsoft. PlayStation does not have to be notified when Sony's making, like, when Sony gets a new, you know, fucking technology. Updates with like TVs and shit like that. Like, they don't notify PlayStation about that shit. So this is a Sony deal with Microsoft. PlayStation doesn't need to be notified about it, but they are obviously a little bit upset about that, which for good rights, you know what I mean? PlayStation, that's their gaming platform for Sony. So it kind of makes me think that if Sony proceeds with Microsoft on this venue, that they're going to call it something else. It might not be PlayStation, Xbox, like it might just be a totally different new thing. But goddamn, PlayStation must feel like shit for not being notified about any of this, dude. That has to suck.
Dude, they got sidelined hard. I feel bad for them, dude. Yeah. But at the same point, dude, they light a bitch, dude. Nobody likes PlayStation.
Dude, honestly, nobody likes consoles anymore. All right, it's going to be all about this fucking cloud gaming, dude. That's all it's going to be about.
True.
Consoles are dead, dude.
Facts.
Or they're going to be dead very soon.
Dude, I wish there was, like, some really big event that's coming up, dude, that was, like, for gamers and only gamers.
Dude, actually, I've recently heard about a new event that's coming out. It's gonna be huge. There's a lot of talk about it, a lot of rave. It's called E3. Have you heard about this, dude?
Dude,
speak about next month.
No, in June, dude. In June. It comes out in June, dude. So if anyone...
You know something about that? You guys...
Anything, dude... You know? E3 is just this huge party where they talk about video games. Everything video game related. What's coming out?
What?
Dude, it's awesome, dude.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's so
You mean fucking... there's a whole event?
We've transitioned so well, dude.
You're perfect, dude. I didn't even know. Let's talk about something I've never heard about before. This E3 thing. Let's
go. E3, dude, which stands for...
I think it's electronic.
Excellent. Electronic 3. 2019, and this is pretty much, dude, all the PC games, and we're gonna talk about all the games confirmed so far coming out in 2019. Anthem came out in 2019.
Oh shit, we forgot to talk about the Amazon thing. This is before we transitioned, we should have talked about the Amazon thing.
Okay, so pretend you guys didn't hear any of this.
Very short, it's whatever. Rewind. Let's just redo the whole stream.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, wait.
What does rewind sound like, Travis? You've never heard of Be Kind Rewind and rewound a fucking videotape before in your life.
I'm too fucking young for that, dude.
You're like 3 years younger than me, dude.
Amazon, sorry, Dad. Amazon is launching a game streaming service. And just remember that we forgot this part. I forgot this part. He sent it to me. And I forgot it.
So originally, Nintendo was going to partner with, or no, Sony was going to partner with Amazon to make their own cloud gaming experience for everybody. However, Amazon's like, yo, Sony, yo, back up, dude. You're so desperate. You're so weak. Cancer to us, dude. We're already making our own cloud service, dude. I'm Amazon, dude. I make everything by myself. I don't need no man, dude. That's what Amazon says, dude. So Amazon's out there making their own thing that's going to be competing with Microsoft. And honestly, dude, I kind of feel like Microsoft has all the power here. Microsoft knows Sony's like, yeah, we tried with Amazon. They said no. You want to say yes? And so they're like, dude, who else do you have? You just have me. That's it. That's left. That's like, I'm going to fuck you over so hard in these contracts, dude. Like, you're not going to get shit, dude, because we're all you got left. So, yeah, Sony went to Microsoft because they lost their deal with Amazon. Because Amazon's like, fuck you, bitch. You know? So, yeah. Amazon's going to be making their own thing, dude. That's going to probably be, I don't know if that's going to be better than, what do you think? Amazon makes a better cloud gaming experience than Microsoft?
No.
What do you think? No?
I always see Amazon as, like, the budget place. Like, think. Yeah,
well, that's like the owner of Microsoft's like the richest man in the world, right? Or second richest man in the
Microsoft,
world?
Right?
Or no, Amazon.
Amazon. He is. Yeah. But I feel like Amazon is like think about it, dude. Oh, dude, I want to buy a headset. Where do you go? I go to like the direct website. And if I can't find the website I want to, then I go to Amazon. You know, I feel like they're the side bitch. You know what I mean?
They're the side bitch of every company in the world, though. You know what I mean?
That's true, dude. Being 100 side bitches is better than being one not side bitch. Yeah, main bitch. Amazon, dude. Honestly, though, dude, like, for us video gamers, the next couple of years, dude, is going to be fucking crazy when it comes to gaming, games, video games, new services, like, just shit. Like, it's gonna blow your mind, dude.
Dude, shit's gonna be fucking nuts. I mean, you don't just have, like, Amazon as, like, the shipping place anymore, right? Amazon has Amazon Prime for YouTube, or for streaming services, for movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. They also have Amazon for other stuff I can't think of, but, they're just hitting, like, every fucking aspect of entertainment, for the most part. Right. Now they're getting into the gaming experience, dude. I don't know. I think they might crush it, to be honest.
Dude, well,
Microsoft's been in the game for a long time, though, so I don't know. That's why I was curious what you thought.
I don't think they're going to do a better job. I think they're going to do a good job. I don't think they're going to do a better job.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I don't know. I'm not sure if they like would be better than Sony or they'd be better than X company, like, fill-in company. But I think they're going to be the next competitor. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah. So, yeah, we can move on to that E3 transition.
Oh, dude. Which we already did. I wish there was an... Here we go. Oh, all right, we're talking about E3 now, boys. So. E3 is coming up in June, guys. Everyone's really excited for a lot of new games. Everyone has a lot of questions about the games. And here it is, dude. Like, this is all the games that are confirmed for 2019, dude.
These Anthem. Are the games you will see, baby.
Let's in go. 2019. Anthem, dude. Insane game. I bought it, never played it, and it was apparently like the worst game ever.
You played it, dude.
I played the beta. So that was a waste of $60.
Is it out now?
It is out. It came out. You didn't even know it was out. Yeah, exactly. Nobody knew it was out. Apex Legends, dude. I'm so excited for that game to come out. I cannot wait.
Dude, it's going to be amazing. I heard so many good things. Like, hitboxes are really good, and weapon balance is dope. No, these are going to be trailers or like updates for their games, right? So hopefully Apex Legends comes out with like, hey, we heard all the shitty things you told us about our game. We're going to fix them, maybe.
You know, dude, Apex Legends put out a really big year-long thing that was like, here's everything we're going to do over the next year. And we talked about this in an earlier podcast, and it was the biggest fucking meme.
It became that.
It was the worst thing. It was like PUBG, dude. It was like, dude, my car keeps driving through the ground, PUBG. What the hell, dude? New vehicle skins! Like, no, we're good. I just want my car to drive. New map! No, dude, the map sucks. Like, the map is cool. The second map sucked dick. We just want, when I shoot somebody in the head, I just want my bullet to hit them and not, for some reason, I have to shoot them in the head 15 times, dude. Did you hear gun skins? Like, dude, PUBG, no, dude.
Slow down.
Just fix your fucking game, dude. Like, dude, it was the worst thing. And then when PUBG coded the new map, it pissed me off so bad because they were like, dude, how many cool things could they have done with the new map? Let me tell you what they did.
Four maps.
No. With the second map. They came up with the second map, and they came up with three new guns, dude. A hand shotgun, which was dog shit.
So cool.
A Winchester, which is dog shit. And a fucking new revolver.
The best sniper in the game, you mean?
And a new revolver, dude. Like, that map, that's the biggest.
I have a big question for you then. Okay, yeah. So. Since Apex Legends is already getting memed, like, in, like, to the ground, you know what I mean? Like, it's memed super hard. What are your predictions as far as the Apex Legends, if they're, like, getting time at E3, right? You have to spend a shitload of money, right? If you're getting featured at E3, you bought a lot of time. Like, it's like getting an advertisement at the Super Bowl, right? You invested $3 million to get 15 seconds at the Super Bowl for an ad, you know, for a commercial. Apex Legends, like all these games that we're about to talk about, they all spent a shitload of money to be featured in E3, right?
Right.
So Apex Legends has to have something up, right? How bad do you think it's going to be? And how hard do you think they're going to get memed for the shitty things that they're going to do at E3, dude? It's got to be fucking awful, right? There's no way it's going to be. Predictions, dude. Go for it.
I think that. New guns. Dude, I think that Apex Legends was a meme about 2 months after they released it, and everyone was freaking out, dude. They're like, dude, you need a nerf. You need to nerf the wingman. It's literally the strongest gun in the game. A pistol, like, it was just shitty. And what did they do, dude? They nerfed the fucking rifle, and then they buffed the peacekeeper. It was like, dude, nobody gives a fuck about those guns. Nerf the goddamn wingman. It's too OP. Like,
the only thing anybody ever cared about, dude, to be honest with you. And buff some snipers, dude. If you shoot somebody in the head with a sniper rifle, it shouldn't take 7 shots. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Fucking this, dude. It was like sniping in that game was the. Anyways, Battlefield 5, dude. I loved that game. Hopefully. This E3 shows some new shit that they're going to bring out, some maybe competitive play. I loved that game so much.
It just honestly, all Battlefield needs to do is to come out with custom lobbies, and they will have a competitive scene. Like, there's so many dedicated players on that game
that
there will be, like, a Realm Royale. Like, Realm Royale was dead for a long time, but it was still hosting $100,000 weekly tournaments for months.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
It'll do that.
Like Battlefield, come out with some fucking some custom servers. Maybe that's the thing that I feel about that game is like they don't need to do anything else. Like the game was fine. The gunplay was great. The balance of every gun was like dope. The map was perfect. Like
I didn't like the attachment thing that was going on. That was kind of weird. And the looting system. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. It was
for sure. Looting system needed to be fixed, 100%. Okay, I'll give you that one for sure.
I didn't hate the attachment thing, but I didn't like it either because I'm a person I can't shoot with iron sights. Half the guns in the game are iron sights. I need a red dot. Like everybody know, I can't shoot iron sights.
What would you say to the idea of let's say you find a gun on the ground in any other game. Doesn't come with a sight on it, right? So what's the difference between finding a sight and finding the same gun or any gun that's just tier two that comes with an iron sight? Or with,
because
with
there's,
a, just, with
because there's more tier one, so like my chances of getting a scope decreases. But and then
so many odds of getting a tier two if you like do the drops, you have the those
A, right, B, but if I have a red dot, I can just change it. They just give me the option to change it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you should.
No, that's very true. That's a good point.
I can't.
I don't know. I'm a monster. Yeah. No. I don't know.
I thought I didn't hate it.
That game were really good too.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah. A lot of these games, I don't know from this point forward. Well, yeah.
There's like Battle Wake, dude. I'm sure everybody knows what that is. It's like when a boat drives in the water and it makes a wake. This is the game where two boats drove near each other and two wakes are going to crash and they battle. Like,
so, I don't think that's true.
Everybody,
think,
no, it is.
No, I saw the trailer. Okay, this is two armies that were fighting. Somebody dropped like a bunch of chloroform on the ground. Everybody fell asleep, and the game takes place after everybody starts waking up. It's a battle wake.
Okay, well,
I woke up.
Okay. Bee Simulator. It's pretty self-explanatory. Borderlands 3, I'm excited for.
You're not going to troll that, dude?
Dude.
Obvious, you got to go.
I feel like people are just running out of fucking game ideas, dude. Like, hey, Tom, what do we make next, dude? We already made Wolf Simulator. Dude, Bee Simulator, dude. Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
A couple of weeks ago, we were going to talk about PC Building Simulator, dude.
That's stupid. Like, they're just running. There's some people are running out of ideas, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 2019. Like, you just can't even think of like a better name. Like,
yeah. No. Have they ever done anything outside of that? Oh, what year is it? Oh, the Call of Duty one of this year. This is the
Cyberpunk.
That's supposed to be a big one, right? I've seen a couple trailers. I think like here and there. Cyberpunk 2077 is supposed to be like the big, like one of the biggest games at E3, but I don't know much about it. I hear it's gonna be phenomenal.
I know nothing about it.
This is supposed to be huge, and I feel like we should have maybe done a little bit more research about this game.
Honestly, like 90% of these games, I just didn't like. I looked at them and I was like, I'm gonna research all these games, and I looked at them and I was I'm not looking up FIFA. All right. Yeah, we all know what the fuck FIFA is, all right? It's like little guys Madden around kicking balls, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, by the way, there's another football game. Like, what changed? Nothing. Like, shut up.
They changed the names of some of the characters and buffed some stats. It's kind of like League of Legends updates, right? It's like, oh, this champion got buffed. You have to buy an entirely new game for those updates, though, when you play Madden or FIFA. It's like, oh, that guy got better this season, so we improved his stats. But you have to spend $60 to get the new game where those stats apply.
What? All right, so since we're really excited about this and we did our research, I'm just going to just read off all the games so you guys know. Dying Light 2, FIFA, Farming Simulator, Fortnite, Halo Infinity, Monster Hunter World, Iceborne, Overpass, Paranoia, Star Wars Jedi, Fallen Order, Tavern Keeper, The Fisherman, The Legends of Heroes, The Riftmaker, The Singing City, The Walking Dead, Onslaught, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Trine 4, WCR, fucking 8, Werewolf Apocalypse. Okay, now, those are all the games coming
next,
out.
Next,
for PC, dude. Here we go. All the games coming out for Xbox. Anthem, EA Play, Apex Legends, Battlefield V5, Bee Simulator. Why is Bee Simulator on there again? Borderlands 3, Call of Duty 2019, Cyberpunk 2077, Doom Punk, Dying Light 2, FIFA 20. It's not even, it's 2019. Maybe they got that wrong. Fortnite, Halo Infinity, Monster Hunter World, Iceborne, Star Wars, Fallen Jedi, The Fisherman, Fishing Planet, The Sticky City, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Breaking Point, Tri4. Wait, there's one more page. Those are all the Xbox ones. Here is all the Ubisoft games, and there's actually not a list. Oh, there's a list. Here we go.
Go.
Oh, wait, no, that's this.
Nintendo Switch games. Go.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was no games coming out for Ubisoft.
This all fast, and then...
Well, because here we go. Base Simulator, Doom Eternal, FIFA, Fortnite, Splatoon 2. Stop, that game is out for like 3 years now, but whatever. Super Mario 2, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Trine for the Nightmare Prince. So those are all the games coming out. Hopefully you guys...
Well, end of stream. Later. Bye, guys.
Hopefully you guys paid attention really closely.
Just play the stream at 25% speed. Maybe 10. That was really fast.
All right, I mean, there's just nothing really to go over there, dude. We were just talking, like, this is the game's coming out. If you guys really want to know, I put it on the screen. You guys can go back and pause or whatever, but...
I put it on the screen. That's all I owe you.
That's all I owe you, dude. Like, let's be honest, dude. All of us really only care about Halo Infinity and, like, two other games.
That, dude.
So, but... That's...
Okay, I'll go over a couple that I'm a little excited about.
All right, go ahead.
Dying Light 2. Very excited. I love Dying Light 1 and all the DLCs. Fucking, the graphics are phenomenal. The gameplay, everything about it, very fucking awesome. Halo Infinite, god fucking damn it, have I never been more excited about anything before in my life. Halo Infinite, dude, E3, they've been talking about this game forever. It's probably going to get released on 2020. Halo Infinite's just, I couldn't be more excited about this fucking game. So, I cannot wait for E3. I will be watching it. Maybe we should do a little watching party thing. What do you think about that?
Ooh, a watching party. Dude, that would be awesome. Heck yeah, let's do it, dude. We're now doing a watching party for E3.
Well, I said, what do you think about it? I didn't say we're doing it, but for sure, dude, we should definitely be doing that.
Nah, it's like we're doing it, dude. That would be awesome. That would be cool as hell.
I don't know how we get to do it, because we can't stream that. I don't know. We'll figure it out, and we'll get back to you guys. All right? It's about, what, 3 weeks away? Something like that, so we'll... keep you guys up to date. Watch our next podcast. We'll talk about it.
Right.
And then, and then the Fisherman Fishing Planet, dude. Obviously, that's very exciting for me. Because I like fishing and planets. So, obviously, it's going to be really cool. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I can't believe they bought, like, film time for E3. Like, what is that? Are you kidding me? The Fisherman. The game.
Dude, you know what? I just feel like... I feel like companies just, like, do really bad on, like, when they release games. It was, like, Apex Legends came out, right? And then what two games came out that were, like, supposed to be so hyped? And it was, like, why the fuck would you release a game when there's so much hype behind another game?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, you cannot, like, release games at the same time as other games, dude. Which is actually, I can only imagine, super frustrating for, like, marketing teams and stuff like that. It's, like... Hey, we're a year in advance, right? Like, you want a game to come out, and you start developing a year in advance, and you're like, okay, we need this game to be released on January 2017, right? Then you're a Sony company. Xbox is also like, hey, man, we got this new game that's coming out, and we want that to be released on February of 2017. By the time it hits 2017, Sony drops that shit on January. And the next month's like, fuck, dude, we can't release this next month, dude. This new game, like, this fucking sucks. That's got to be frustrating for, like, marketers and, like, release teams and stuff like that.
Dude, Apex Legends also didn't have an announcement either. They just showed up. I don't know if anyone remembers Apex Legends, but I remember.
Showed up the day of.
I remember I was, like, chilling, and.
I heard about it the day before, though.
Yeah, the day before is when we heard about it. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Because Shroud leaked it, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is that it? Okay. I don't know how I found out. I think you told me. I don't know how you found out. Probably.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, the next day, like, one of the greatest games ever was created for 2 days, and then it sucked.
An over-exaggeration. Travis. Anyways, the next game... gonna be awesome, and we're about to talk about this game next. I don't know if we transitioned correctly here. I don't know if the next subject is this, but this seems like a really good transitioning moment. The next game on this list that I'm excited about is The Walking Dead.
Oh, there it is. God. That was definitely next. So dude. No, it was a little bit down the way, dude.
Let me also find my way there. Okay, yeah. All right. Walking Dead Onslaught VR, PogChamp, dude. It's going to be amazing.
Dude, I am super excited, dude. VR, fucking Walking Dead. Like, I've watched every Walking Dead I could. And
Same, dude. Same.
Dude, up until, like, the Negan episodes, it was literally the greatest show ever. Negan ruined it because it was, like, zombies were just, like, inconveniences. Like, oh, whatever. In the beginning, it was, like...
halfway through that season was okay.
Yeah.
The second half of it was bad. And I didn't watch the latest season. Like, that's how bad it was, dude. Like, yeah. Negan was good halfway through the season. And then it's just kind of... I'm tired of it.
Yeah, like, you know how many people they've killed? Just kill them. Like, you've had so many chances. Yeah, you've killed literally half the world already at this point. Just shoot them, dude. Like, fuck, I'm just...
Bullets work still, you know? Have you seen the spinoff of the Fear of the Walking Dead?
Yes, I have seen Fear of the Walking Dead. Hey, the king just hosted us. So... we don't really have alerts, so we'll just make our own.
This is your... it's not like a new podcast channel. No, we're not. Do the side quiz so I can connect my hand.
Oh, wait, you side this? Okay, we're done. Yeah, we're just talking about VR, dude. The sound effects... I heard correctly. Okay.
Okay. Well, Fear of the Walking Dead obviously was garbage the first season. And if you want to fight me on that, I'll meet you outside. Every season after that was phenomenal. I loved it.
Dude, because the first... what do you mean? Because the first season told the story. You don't just jump in...
awful. It's just bad.
Dude, because...
there's no excuse.
Okay. You're the fucking...
We all already watched Walking Dead. All right, if you're watching Fear the Walking Dead and you haven't seen Walking Dead, dude...
It's different characters. They're telling a story. Like,
fuck your shit. Dude, the characters were bad, dude. You know that son, that fucking...
yeah, the little bitch that can't kickflip. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Can't kickflip, doesn't listen...
I hated him.
He skates at the skate park with fucking scooters. Like, he's garbage, dude. That kid was awful.
Why is that an insult? Dude, that's our new insult, dude. That's our new insult. You ride a goddamn scooter, you idiot.
He's an idiot, dude. That kid ruined that entire show for me.
Really?
The mom kind of ruined it for me in the first season, but she became a badass later. Spoiler alert, after I said it. But, 100%, if you're going to make some more Walking Dead content in a VR format, baby, couldn't be more excited about it for sure.
Dude, so you ever just walk around? Hold on, we gotta pause for one second.
All right.
Somebody just complimented my panels, dude. Yo, Social Blueberry, thank you. I try really hard.
Why don't you go ahead and show our
our podcast starting soon.
If you like these panels, dude, these panels right down there, dude, take a look.
I spent a lot of money on everything for this podcast.
Millions.
Tell me what you think, please.
Please. Voice your opinion strongly about this, please. Yeah, so I don't know. My main thing, just leave it up there for a second. My main thing that I want you guys to focus on is the E in opinionated streamers up at the top. If you guys could please just focus on that for a moment. Hold your opinions until you've noticed it. And then now go. Social Blueberry, thanks for the follow.
Yeah, thank you for the follow, Social Blueberry. So let me explain this screen.
Take this garbage off my screen.
I forgot the E, so I had to add one in.
No, so... I think everybody gets that. I think that's pretty clear.
I don't think we need explanation.
I think everybody understands this. Everybody's well aware about what happens.
Yeah. Dude, you ever just... walk around and then just wish that you were in The Walking Dead so you just kill people? Or, like, you know, pretend they're zombies and kill them? Me neither. Okay, next.
You know you don't have to be in a zombie apocalypse to kill people, right? You can just do that now if you wanted to.
Next subject!
By the way, we're never hanging out in real life.
Just that's probably a good thing, dude. Places...
are we moving on?
This is a really smooth transition, dude.
Sure, dude. Okay, all right.
Holy cow, dude, this is the worst.
It's the best. What are you talking about, dude? All right, what's the next thing? What are we moving on?
PlayStation Productions is taking the Marvel Studio approach to game adaptations.
Ooh, baby. I honestly could not be more excited about this.
Okay, first of all, we need to hold on, pause. You guys are going to look up and notice that I have the topics wrong because I fucked up. So just ignore that. But oh no, I didn't. This is about movie games. Never mind. Wait, no.
It looks fine, dude.
Wait, ain't gonna good. Yeah, shut up. Okay.
No, I did good. No, the next one is gonna be bad.
Wait, this isn't the one I fucked up on. Hold on. All right, just kidding, dude. Just forget I said that. We'll come back to that.
PlayStation Productions is taking the Marvel Studios approach to game adaptations. If you haven't noticed, Marvel Studios has been pretty much crushing it. I don't know if you guys have heard of this movie called Endgame. Pretty much the best movie, most gross income in the first month. Yeah, but it's pretty awesome.
Oh, the Avengers or whatever?
Yeah, whatever they're called. Yeah.
The Avengers or whatever? Yeah, they're all right.
The Avengers? Yeah.
The Avengers, dude.
They're fine. But my biggest excitement here, dude, another Spider-Man movie, possibly? Because that's the last thing we fucking need is another goddamn fucking Spider-Man movie. Jokes aside, though, outside of Spider-Man movies, because we already have, like, what, 20 of them? Like, at least 15, right? At least 15 Spider-Man movies. We don't need another one of those. But this is dope, dude. PlayStation spends years of research.
I spent 2 hours on this. Where's my millions of dollars, dude?
PlayStation has spent years of research on whatever game they're developing to make sure that their game is accurate, because they have cutscenes, you know, they have voiceovers, they hire actors and stuff like that. It's not like they're just like making a shitty game of a show or of any game in general. You know, they spent tons of research and time on them. And then if somebody else is going to make a movie on a game, it should be the company that made the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
If anybody knows more about the game, it should be the company that made the game. So yeah, if they're going to make the fucking TV show or movie on a game that they produced, these are the guys I want making it, dude. 100%. I think this is going to be insane. This is going to be fantastic.
Dude, going back to the Spider-Man thing, I saw this really funny 5-second video that I think about constantly. It's like, if Spider-Man was in real life and there's like a guy standing there and there's like a spider, like, you know, webbing down, and the guy's just like with a fly swatter and he's like, whoosh, and it's like comes up the end. Like,
oh, he just stops. Spider-Man ever happens.
It's like if Spider-Man happened just in real life, and he's just standing there, and the freaking spider's coming down, and he just, whoops, it's like the end, dude. It's like,
oh, I was close.
It's like a 6-second video, and it was like, dude, I think about it every day, and I fucking laugh constantly.
That's actually awesome. I like that.
There's like,
I personally can't think of any PlayStation games because I don't. And I kickflip and listen to Slipknot, so
right.
I don't know any of these games. But I'm sure people are like, yo, that'd be cool if they made this game, whatever it is. But if Xbox did this, that'd be awesome, dude.
We should never cover Sony shit ever again. We just hate on them, dude. Also
Fortnite. We should never do anything popular. Dude.
We should never do Sony or Fortnite. All we do is talk shit, dude.
To be honest, I mean, that's like our whole shtick, man. Dude, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, going on to the next subject, dude.
Oh, also, by the way, on this subject, the cool thing is, too, is like whenever a game comes out, or when a game comes out, you usually have to wait 2 to 3 years before a sequel comes out. So if that happens, a movie in between is kind of like a really good, like, you know, get your fix in, you know what I mean? You know, get your...
So is that how you think?
It's just like that, dude. Get your fix.
Yeah. You think they take it?
Just... Where do I do it, dude? Is it where do
you nipple, dude? Just, it goes right to my to the bloodstream there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, next one.
Netflix to announce new games at E3 2019. So this is really cool for me to read because I actually didn't know Netflix made games, but they do. If you guys have ever played the Stranger Things game, I haven't personally because I don't even know what the fuck that is.
And if it's this article at all.
Huh?
You didn't read this article.
No, I didn't. They haven't.
This is a new thing. This is the first time that they're doing this. They haven't made
games. Oh, is that? It's okay. My bad. I did read the article. I
thought you were gonna transition really good. Like, speaking of gaming companies making shows, a show company is making video games.
Dude, I was going to, but I fucking forgot, dude. Oh my god. Hold on, wait. Let me go.
Okay. Try again,
back, dude. PlayStation. That's so cool, dude. Like, everyone loves PlayStation and their gamings and stuff. Dude, speaking about video games making movie stuff. Guess what? This is a movie thing making game stuff, dude.
What?
And if this is
relevant to what we were talking about recently.
Dude, if this is anything, oh my god, this is actually what the game looks like.
This is exactly what, dude, that's literally the whole article is like about how this is the first time that you are the worst.
Holy shit, dude. Netflix, you're fucking rich, dude.
Dude,
are you fucking kidding me? I thought it was just a fake picture. I thought it was just a fake show. It's a video game.
I didn't watch the trailer.
No, dude. You're fucking rich.
This is, dude, pull up the trailer real quick.
Holy shit, dude. It's
right there at the bottom.
I'm this fucking is legit, tilted.
The game. Yeah, this is the game. It's god awful.
Oh, right, here we go.
It is bad, dude. It is bad.
Wait, where the fuck's the...
Scroll down just a little bit. Second paragraph. You can just click on the trailer for Stranger Things game.
You know what I'm exasperated at? I literally can't wait. I didn't click on anything. I literally just read the thing, dude.
Dude, this is the first... Netflix will be making an appearance at E3 2019 about their first game.
Oh, really? I completely misread that. Holy fuck. This is the next game. Next screen. Dude.
This is like the, people who have never made a video game before. This is like the first time they've ever made a video game company. You know, like they have no investors. This is just a guard. This is like a Pokemon Red. Like the first Pokemon game that ever came out. Like back when, like in 98 or like 2002, whatever. What are you doing, Netflix? And not only that, but if you like continue to read, that's what they want to make all of their games look like. They want all of their games to look like that. It's what the fuck, dude? Like, you're Netflix, dude. What the hell? What are you talking about, dude? You're Netflix. You should be killing this game.
You know what, dude? They're fucking filthy rich and we're not, so maybe
that's true. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we're retarded, but it looks really good. I'm really excited to ever play it. So,
Well, do you watch Black Mirror?
No, but I've had a Black Mirror before. So,
have you had a Black Mirror before?
Yeah, it was like dirty. It wasn't really a mirror. It was just like a black thing. It was just a piece of tile.
Like a black thing.
It was just a tile
on your floor. Like, yeah. It wasn't even really a floor. It's kind of just like a black thing I found out in the dirt. It's just.
It was a rock.
I cut my foot on it.
I just cut the shit. It was a rock, dude. I had a black rock.
I had a few questions, though. At least for viewers, since you haven't seen Black Mirror, which apparently you're fucking losing out, man. You need to watch this. It's insane. But anyways, Black Mirror came out with a new movie/episode recently, about like 6 months ago or something like that, called Bandersnatch. And it was this guy creating a code for a new game. And it was kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but for a video game. So kind of like our choose-your-own-adventure games that we have now, but it really changed a lot based on the decisions you made. So the movie essentially was... you watch the movie. Every now and then, the movie itself asks you, like, the like you go down for breakfast and your dad's like, do you want snowflakes or honeycombs? And then you get to choose which cereal you wanted to eat for the day. The movie changes every time you make one of those decisions, and you get, so it's pretty cool. They didn't do it really good because essentially you really only got two endings the entire time. It's fucking stupid, which is my main concern for every choose your own adventure games or movies, whatever they want to call them. But if they could turn that into games, like if they did like a movie interaction video game thing, I could totally get behind that. 100%.
Dude, you're talking about like the Telltales?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not like Telltales, because Telltales kind of, I mean, it's kind of like that, but this is a movie, right? You're watching the whole thing. You're not playing a game. So it's kind of like Telltales, I guess. But my main question would be like, what Netflix series would you love to see turned into something like that? You know what I mean? Like if you, they did Black Mirror and they're doing Stranger Things. Stranger Things seems cool, but if it wasn't as shitty as that, if it was like a cool ass game, what Netflix series would be fucking the dopest thing to see?
Turn it to that. Let's see. Probably It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Let's go, dude.
I don't think that's a Netflix show, but it's on Netflix.
I don't know. Oh, a Netflix specific? Okay, hold on.
Yeah. It's hard to tell what's a Netflix original and what's not, because they just
Orange is the New Black.
You want to see that turn in? I would watch that porn for sure.
Hey, Subverse, dude.
I was kind of thinking Subverse. Yeah, I was thinking more like Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
There's enough superhero fucking games, Punisher. Dude. I'll be honest with you. There's enough superhero games. They're all the same thing. Like, this is, we need to like get out of that. Like, I'm so tired of it, dude. How many games has Wolverine been in? Like, literally 30. It's fucking done, dude. Move
he's
on.
I think he's in every game. I think he's like hidden somewhere in the corner of every game. You
know, just as a fucking
Easter egg. Like, he's sitting there in the corner. So angry. Drive my motorcycle somewhere.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. We can move on then, I guess.
All right, dude. The most excited thing that we're going to talk about. Tfue versus FaZe. Does anybody know anything about that? Well, since...
I don't.
Let me tell you guys, dude. Tfue has a bunch of... Apparently. Now, everything is allegedly at this point.
Yeah.
False accusations on FaZe Gaming, on FaZe Clan. Which is really shitty, because I see this a lot. As an ex-esports player, as somebody who's been the esports player, it's called egoing. And what happens is you join a team, you start doing really well, and then your ego gets the best of you, and you start to subside from everything else that you've ever worked up for. I've never hit that. I've won a shit ton of money in esports. I have never hit that point. I've signed with top-tier orgs. I've done that. And I've always taken my friends with me. I've never played on a team that I did not create. I've always taken on my friends with me, dude. You know what I mean? This right here shows the real personality of somebody. If you ever know somebody who starts egoing you, if their Twitch starts getting big and they start egoing you, if anything, like, dude, it's just... Dude, it's all the time. Dude, it is crazy. And Tfue did that. He lied on stream saying that FaZe Clan...
I want to get into a few bits of the story before we kind of...
Okay, relate
to it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so...
So, and like, I want to ask you about it. Because not only do I want to know more about this, because I know a little bit about it, but I also want, obviously, our viewers to know a little bit more about it. So this guy, honestly, I don't know much. I don't think any of us really should or know enough about Fortnite pro players, right?
I know a lot about them, actually, because a lot of the Fortnite pro players are the H1Z1 pro players.
That's when they stopped kickflipping. I got you.
Right.
Okay. this guy... This guy Turner, right? He plays pro on Fortnite. Apparently the biggest freaking esports player, not just in Fortnite, but overall.
I believe he is the most consistent viewed, watched. I think he's the largest streamer, not followers.
Right, yeah. So this guy, this guy is kind of nuts because last year he had, he was a nobody. Last year of April, right? So it's about a full year. He was a nobody. He gets picked up by FaZe Clan and plays for FaZe Clan. And all of a sudden, this guy skyrockets to unbelievable numbers, right? 10 million subscribers on YouTube. Guy's making sponsor deals. He's playing in tournaments. Like, what was it? He's in the Fortnite World Cup Finals, right? This guy is huge now. Last year, he was a no-name nobody. Nobody. Nobody knew who this guy was. The second he signs up with FaZe Clan, all of a sudden his numbers start skyrocketing to huge proportions, dude. And now, this guy is trying to claim that that FaZe Clan is taking 80% of his income from every single aspect of his money-making career. That's social media, that's tournaments, that's YouTube, that's everything. He's claiming all of that. Now, the guy that that works for FaZe Clan, FaZe, right? The owner, I think he's the owner, I'm pretty sure, right, Travis?
Yeah, he is the owner and founder of FaZe.
Yeah, owner and founder, FaZe. He's a personal friend of his. Like, they knew each other before they picked him up, and they were friends. And he picked him up, and he made a name for himself, and, like, he trusted him and, like, built up this friendship. Well, they already had friendship. They just built on that friendship. And now we have this kid who's now, I think, 21, and at the time was just 20, right? Because this was a year ago.
Yeah.
But they met when they were 19, and they built up this friendship for so long, and now they're doing a lawsuit against FaZe for all that money, the 80%, 80-20% ratio. But now we have all this information saying that they didn't take any of that money, right? That FaZe claims that they've only taken $60,000 total out of the entire year partnership that they've had with them. $60,000 on a scale of how much money he's made after the 10 million subscribers on YouTube, after all of the tournaments, after all of the sponsorships, deals, all that stuff, they've only gotten $60,000, which is apparently, based on FaZe's numbers, 0.1% of the entire revenue of Turner. And Travis, specifically, has, maybe not on the massive scale as this, but has definitely been fucked over by many people who he has trusted. He's been fucked over by contracts over and over. He's been in this situation, probably has a lot more insight within this this type of controversy.
Dude, so first of all, it's not true. FaZe Clan didn't take any of his fucking money. It's going to come out. And I'll explain why. First of all, you signed a goddamn contract which states everything. So yeah. This lawsuit is literally nothing. This lawsuit's not going to go through, and Tfue's going to look like an idiot. Even if Tfue was taking 80%, it's in his contract. Like, you signed that.
It's in the contract, yeah.
Like, you signed that, Tfue. Shut up now. But it's not 80, true.
No matter what.
It's not true. I have had some really bogus contracts sent my way, and not a single contract have I ever saw that says, we're going to take 80%. 80%? I've had a contract to send me 20% as the max, and that's too much to take. Mm. And I was hitting them up like, yeah, that's too much, dude. You're not hitting that. And the only reason an org would take money from you is if they paid for you to go there. Like, if you're going to Berlin and they're paying 10 grand for you to get there, your housing, your week stay, your boot camp, dude, they're getting their money back if you win. It's that goddamn simple. And no questions asked, and you shouldn't even say anything. Like, yeah, I don't know who's lying here. Tfue's lying. I don't know that for facts, but FaZe Clan,
from what I can tell, that 80% is accurate in the contract, but they didn't take the 80%. They took 20. So it's not, it's quite the opposite, right? They could have taken 80, but they didn't. They only took 20, but they could have. Like, within the contract, they could have taken the 80.
Yeah.
That's where their numbers coming from. That's where Turner's numbers are coming from, is that the contract says that they could have taken 80, but that FaZe was such a nice guy that he only took 20 instead of the 80 that he could have taken.
It's crazy,
this
dude.
This is fucked up.
There was a 20-minute video I watched from the owner, CEO of FaZe, right before this, and he's like, I got really emotional in the video because, dude, I had this happening last year. A bunch of really close friends of mine made a video talking shit about me. I don't know if anyone remembers that, dude. It was a huge deal to me.
Yeah.
It was like six of my close friends that I've been friends with for years made a video talking shit about me. Could you imagine coming out, waking up, dude, one day, oh, dude, fuck yeah, man. I had like 20 Discord messages. And you look, dude, and it's your boys, and they're just blowing you up, left your server, blocked you and shit. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what did I do to you? And, you know, and that's how I feel like FaZe feels. Like, dude, they helped this guy up, and they're like family. They live together, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this fool just.
Speaking of that, living together, that was a huge part of this lawsuit as well. It's not just the money either, because they're also claiming that Turner's claiming that FaZe Clan would encourage him and others in that team to consume alcohol under the age of 21, illegally gamble, perform dangerous stunts for videos, but there's plenty of recording videos.
I was going to say, yeah. So the FaZe Clan guy, the guy who owns it, he actually made a video and showed the video evidence that Tfue was actually trying to get his teammates to jump off, and he was trying to pay money. Yeah. And then he was also showed a video of Tfue getting an underage guy drunk as fuck, showing him like pouring alcohol out of the guy's mouth, like, dude, like.
But Turner's trying to say that FaZe is. I don't even know if he's trying to say FaZe the company made him do it, or like if there was a specific person, because he doesn't really go into that much detail about it. But he's trying to say like a representative from FaZe or somebody in FaZe is trying to tell him to do all this stuff. All this video evidence is trying to show, or is showing, Turner being fucking crazy, shoving all this alcohol down, doing these stunts free willy, like nobody's fucking telling him to do it, and he's just being insane. He's being reckless. I mean, he's 20 years old. Obviously, he's going to be fucking doing some reckless shit. And you got all that fame, all that money. You're 20 years old. You know, you're going to be doing some crazy shit, obviously. I mean, look at Jake Paul and Logan Paul. You know, those fucking guys, you know, they're super rich as fuck. And, you know, they have all that fame. They're doing stupid shit, too. It's bound to happen. So putting that on the company, I don't think that's going to fly either. I don't think anything that Turner's messaging here is going to fly. Not a single one of it.
Yeah, I think it's a big hoax, and I think it's like a, I think it's a way to get out of this contract.
I think that's what this is.
He doesn't want to be on FaZe anymore, and I think he wants out. And I think that they're like when he came to FaZe about it. Like, this is my opinion. This isn't facts. But yeah, I think when he came to FaZe about it, I think that they were like, "No, you're contracted, dude. Like, you know, FaZe benefits off him, dude." How many views this guy gets? Hell no, I wouldn't let him go either. 10 million subs, dude.
10 million subs.
Yeah, like, dude, we're not done banking off you since we made you. You know, like,
yeah.
And he
one year, by the way.
Dude, he
10 million subs. That's fucking nuts, dude. That's insane.
I think he approached him, wanted to get out of his contract, and they said no. Like, we'll and he even said in the video, like, we'll renegotiate with you. You know. And he didn't want that. He wants out. And he, so I think all this is for that reason right there. Like, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, you can't, like, dude, that's why these teams cover their own asses and they have lawyers and they fucking have these these in-depth contracts that state, you know, like.
It's a good point too, because you also have to realize this kid was 19 when signed up, right? Or, yeah. Yeah, like almost 20, I think it was like, yeah. So let's say 20 on the safe part. Let's say he's 20 years old. 20-year-old kids don't understand that they need to have lawyers when they sign contracts. They don't understand that they have to read these contracts. They don't understand that they need a third party to, like, read these contracts. Sometimes, like, companies will come up to these people and just, hey, here's the contract. Do you want it or not? Because you're 18 and older. You can sign contracts at that point. You don't need parental coverage on that point. So, like, for example, you and I, we had that contract when we were playing PUBG to sign up for esports, right? We read the contract instead of just signing it. They were like, we offer you nothing. We offer you zero things. Play for
us. Yeah. Our contract with this team was, it was like perks. And it had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 numbered. And there was nothing empty. There. They didn't fill it out.
What?
You offer us five things.
What are they? Nothing, 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 nothing. You know, this is the problem, I think, is a lot of people, I feel like that should be built into esports companies that are trying to sign on people, making sure that that person has a lawyer present when signing these contracts. That way they avoid future like controversies like this. It's not just to benefit the people that they're signing on, but to cover their own asses in the future for situations like this. This wouldn't happen if they made sure he had a lawyer present when he signed the contract. But even if they did, they're not doing anything wrong here, in my opinion, you know? So, I don't know. It's crazy to be a young, aspiring esports, like really good at a game, and you just kind of just want, you know, the fame of it. You assume money's going to come with it, but you don't realize how many people are taking money from you while you're growing. You know, you don't know lawyers are taking money from you. You don't have any idea of how the team that you work for is taking money out of your pocket for that, you know?
Right.
You don't understand that.
This is just speculations. We don't know exactly the facts. If FaZe could be lying, Tfue could be lying. But my personal opinion, I think Tfue is a snowflake who didn't get his way and he threw a hissy fit. And he's rich enough to throw money at any fucking issue because he's... He puts a YouTube video, he makes 100 grand, you know? He makes daily... You know, he makes so much money. Like I said, I think he didn't get his way. He did the kicking and screaming, and he's like, I'm suing to try to threaten. And when that didn't work...
$1 million, I should have made $5 million. This is bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, let's fucking shut up. This guy is...
And then when he realized, like, his scare tactic wasn't going to work, like, dude, he's like me, dude. I'm going to talk so much shit, dude. And when it comes down to it, like, I don't want to do it, but I'm also, even if I know I'm dead-ass wrong, like, I'm going to still do it, dude, just because I've already said I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm dead-ass wrong.
I'm
doubling down, dude. Down
from what you said. Double down. Yeah, for sure.
So respect, dude, that he's going through with it.
I can't wait.
This
is gonna be awesome.
We're gonna be covering this as it comes along, all the new information, everything.
I feel like a lot of this new information is gonna come out relatively soon, and we're doing our second podcast this week. We're doing two podcasts this week. Second one's gonna be on Saturday on our main channel, Opinionated Streamers, right? We're trying to soft transition all you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna soft transition to the Opinionated Streamers Twitch.
So we might get some updates on the story on that Twitch channel. So make sure you guys go follow it. And we'll be here every Tuesday, though. We'll be on Travis's Twitch.
Just going to be kind of pushing everybody that way slowly and just doing a second podcast on that channel.
But eventually everything will be there at one point. Yeah. And then we have our last subject, dude.
Yeah, our last subject, dude, which is... Fortnite, the new battle pass. There's not really much to say on it.
I actually have a little bit to say about
this. Oh, okay, go ahead.
It's kind of a little lengthy. So I was reading this article and I was like, oh, dope. So somebody found all these cool ass places for your battle pass, right? You got a battle pass, you got to find these things, you got to destroy them, whatever. Really cool. It's really awesome. It's super kickflip. There's a big ass phone, there's a big ass fish trophy, and a big ass piano. Very cool stuff. That's typical, very cool things that you want in your video game. I have a big ass phone, big ass fish trophy, and a big ass piano. Very cool. So this guy has shown us where you can find him. So if you look on the map, and this is where things got interesting for me. As somebody that does kickflip and listens to Slipknot, I don't play this game, unfortunately, right? Because I'm sick as fuck. And, so I was looking at the article and I was reading where you can find them, right? Like, you can see it on the map, but what are the surrounding locations? And I started realizing they have names for these areas like other games, right? But the names of these games kind of stood out, or the names of the areas kind of stood out to me. So the oversized phone can be found near the northern tip of the river leading out of Lazy Lagoon. That's one of the names of the locations on this map. Lazy Lagoon. The big piano is north of the ruins of the Hero Mansion by Lonely Lodge. Right, so far we have Lazy Lagoon and Lonely Lodge. Very cool kick-flippy names. I like them. and giant dancing fish trophy is just between Dusty Divot and Mega Mall, dude. Those are really cool names for, Battle Royale locations, dude. I just wanted to.
You know what?
Did you know about these names? Did you know about these, Travis?
No, but I just noticed something else about the names. I've never played this. I've only played this game a very few times, and I hated it. But if you notice, all the names have the same letter.
Yes, exactly. Junk, I'm kind of getting there.
Junk Junctions, yeah. Haunted Hills, Pleasant Park, PP, Snobby Shores, Neo, Neo Tilted, and okay, we're gonna skip that one. Shifty Shafts, Polar Peak. Frosty Fly, Hammy, Happy Hamilton. They all like have the same little fucking thing, dude.
And honestly, based on the three things or the three locations, dude, Lazy Lagoon and Lonely Lodge, dude, these all sound like very depressing places to be. Well, none of them seem like really cool ass like firefight, you know, or like if you're gonna do like the double F or if you're gonna do a double letter, you know what I mean? You can like long shot. Laser, long shot laser. You know, some. I mean, just off the top of my head, it's way better than Lonely Lodge, dude. Are you kidding me? Long shot laser, dude. These guys are.
Well, they're probably sad because they work for Fortnite. So.
Yeah.
Dude, that's our last subject. Yeah. But we did want to talk to you guys about a few things. One.
Yes.
Our YouTube channel in the last week has tripled in views, subs is doubled plus two. I don't really know how to say that.
Doubled. It's fine.
Doubled, whatever. It's doubled plus some change. The watch time has gone up by a third. By
three times.
Three times. Times three. Whatever. It's tripled, dude. It's goddamn tripled. We were at 1,000 minutes watched a week ago. And I just figured this out today. And I posted our new statistics today. Like, oh, man, I'm going to look at them. 3,200 minutes watched. So from episode 3.
Dude, we hit 200 in the last the day, dude. Holy shit.
Dude, so from 1 week ago to now, from episode 3 to 4, because obviously we haven't posted 5, which we're on now. From episode 3 to 4, our YouTube has popped the fuck off. Our Facebook, if you guys have Facebook, Opinionated Streamers Podcast, follow us on Facebook. I post on there just talking whatever, just talking about video games and stuff. I'm on there a lot because it's on my phone. It's a little bit easier for me to be on there than it is to be on Twitter or whatever. But
yes, it's a lot easier.
Well, it is because on Facebook I'm signed into my account.
We're all on Facebook. We are all on Facebook.
No, because let me explain. Because I have my accounts, Kid Counter accounts, and then I have the Opinion Streamers accounts for things. But on Facebook, I just have my account, and then I go to a page, so I don't have to sign into a different Facebook. It's just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I followed that whole thing.
100%. Okay, so much.
No, I got it, dude. I get it. Facebook is, you know, everybody uses Facebook more than everything else, for sure.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it.
No, I know. It's easier for you specifically to be able to access that information.
Right. Yeah, so, if you guys follow us on Facebook, I'm going to post it here.
Yeah, dude, our Facebook page is growing, like, dude, everything. Our Facebook, YouTube, this Twitch channel. I mean, even though it's on Kid Counters, like our viewership during these podcasts have been like increasing. It's been insane. Having the amount of conversations within the chat has been phenomenal. It's been amazing. Not only that, but in our Discord, in Travis's Discord, we have a podcast section, and we've been getting suggestions.
Hey, dude, Lulu. Just subscribe to us on YouTube, by the way.
Lulu? Oh, no way. Lulu, thank you. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Dude, yeah, we, like, the more people that are following us on there, on YouTube, Twitter, everything, dude. If you follow us on those, you get notified of when we're going live. Also on YouTube, if you ever miss some of our podcasts, you don't have to go to our previous broadcast, dude. You can go to YouTube. I upload those things for you guys. And then we also have segmented videos, so if there was a specific subject that you missed and that you wanted to hear about, you segment them down into short, digestible things that you can watch on Twitter, you can watch them on Facebook, or you can watch them just like on your lunch breaks or on your smoke breaks or whatever you're doing.
Or also, speaking of that, if you're not on a computer, we're also going to start tomorrow we're going to look into getting on to iTunes and SoundCloud. So if you guys are somebody who listens to podcasts, which I know a lot of you are friends.
Yeah.
But if you are somebody who listens
to podcasts. All of you are our friends.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Not some of you. That's, all of you.
No, I'm saying, you're the worst, dude. We're going to post there because we didn't realize this, but our podcast has been growing like crazy. Our Facebook, our YouTube, the numbers are all here. Like, we have a video with 1,500 views. I don't know if anyone notices or not.
It's 1.8 now, dude. I think it's like,
is it 1.8 now?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Dude, it's 17 likes. It's
all of our
crazy,
full
man.
Episodes are also like 30 plus views for the full episodes of our podcast, which is insane because that's an hour and a half or an hour to an hour and a half episodes, 30 plus views on each one of them, dude. That's nuts, dude.
Well,
we're very excited about all this, dude.
So essentially, dude, our numbers have been fucking. Our numbers have been popping off everywhere. So I got on Facebook and joined a couple podcast things. And I was talking to a couple of like really high end podcasters. And they were all like, dude, you're doing it wrong. Like, that's 90% of people who listen to podcasts listen to them on their mobile phone. And like, dude, so if you just uploaded here, if your numbers are that high there, if you're actually broadcasting to people who want to listen to podcasters, it would be a different ball game. So I've talked
to podcasts on their drive to work.
Dude, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they're that. Yeah, 100%. I got you.
So I've been talking to the CEO of a company that hit me up when I posted on a group, and he hit me up and we were talking today about the podcast, and he actually helped me out a lot. With a lot of things. So we're going to do that, and we'll keep everyone up to date with that and see like how that goes and everything. But there are services called Anchor and Libsyn, whatever the fuck it's called. Just Google L and it'll come up, I think. And
all our shit everywhere, dude.
Right.
If you listen to podcasts on iTunes, if you listen to them on SoundCloud, if you listen to them on Spotify, if you listen to them wherever, these guys will share our shit there. So wherever you normally listen to podcasts or wherever you normally listen to audio like files and stuff like that, you might find us there. So just search, I'm assuming, Travis, if I'm not mistaken, Opinionated Streamers, they'll categorize us that way. Search our name anywhere on those services, you'll probably find us within the next week.
Yeah. So just kind of like the future of the Opinionated Streamers and how we're going and our statistics and numbers. It's so crazy how much love we've been getting. We were just doing this for fun. Dude, we were just doing this for fun in the beginning. We were on Palisu's The King Lives
podcast. Check out that guy right there. In the chat right now, King
Lives. Who is going to have a podcast tomorrow, by the way, if anyone didn't know.
Yeah. And I think he's streaming right now, or he was streaming earlier. He hosted us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So check out his podcast, man. He's fucking nuts. He had us on there. If it wasn't for him having us on there, dude, we would have really like never considered the idea,
which is really weird because we've been talking about doing a podcast for literally years, ever since I've known. Like, it's been a long time, and we just never.
This was like a toes in the water. You know what I mean? This allowed us to kind of dabble like being on his podcast. We got to dabble our toes in the water. We got to get a feeling for it, and we liked it. We liked it. I think we, and especially since it was Pale Sue, it was The King Live and not some other random podcaster. It was a friend of ours that we felt comfortable with. It made us kind of interact a lot better. You know what I mean? Like, The King, myself, and Travis all know each other for a very long time. So when we were talking, it just felt fluid. It felt natural. And we assumed we could probably replicate the same thing if we did our own thing. But Keen already has his own podcast, you know what I mean? So So we're just like, let's give it a go. And we did it, and so far it's been phenomenal. We've loved all the support. All you guys have been fantastic. All of the support that you guys have given us has just been overwhelming. We love it.
Dude, this is fun. I'm an ex-esports player for literally 10 years. I played the original Call of Duties professionally. I was flown around to play in tournaments. I took a little bit of a break, you know, a 4-year break. I came back. I can the second I got back, I was continuing with esports, and I never stopped, dude. I've always been a competitor, and you know, I just now have a new baby. Yeah, I got a baby now. I'm freaking buying a house. My son turns one in 10 or about 15 days.
Ninth. Yeah, let's go, dude.
So I just got a lot going on, so I can't play games for 12 hours a day anymore. So I'm taking a step back. So this podcast has really been like a cool thing to talk to people about and just kind of hang out and just, and then
if we can get a petition to get rid of the baby in the chat, like just somebody start a Kickstarter to get rid of the baby. You know, we can get rid of, it's not a year yet, so you guys have 9 days to figure it out. We can get rid of Travis's baby and get him back into esports,
dude. Well, I just don't have the receipt anymore. It's been a really long time, so.
Wait, they'll take care of it, dude. Don't worry about it. That's what Kickstarters do, right? They kick the start of your new family. That's what the whole point of it. Okay, all right. Go ahead. Move on. Sorry. I didn't. Thanks, Jesweb, for the host, by the way.
Yeah, it's going really good, Jesweb. We're just finishing up the podcast, actually. But
permanently, apparently.
But the numbers have been insane, so we're actually gonna venture out. We didn't know the numbers were gonna be this insane for the podcast.
Yeah,
we were doing this for fun originally. It was like, just, you know, whatever. And after the first one, we're like, dude, this is a lot of fun. Like, let's actually do something with this. And the second podcast popped the fuck off, viewers. Third podcast, the fourth podcast uploaded, our freaking views tripled. Our Facebook is getting followers, likes. You know, so if anyone did not know, this is our YouTube for our podcast, and here is our Facebook group.
Guys, do not forget, like, make sure to link the podcast panel on Twitch. We will be doing 2 podcasts a week starting this week. So Saturday will be our new podcast schedule, we'll always be doing Tuesday, right? Tuesday here, you won't miss anything. This is an extra podcast. We're trying to transition slowly over to the new podcast. So if you want to catch another hour-long podcast, probably about be an hour, on Saturday. And so what that also means is that a lot of the stuff that happens between right now today and Saturday will be talked about on Saturday. Everything that happens between Saturday and Tuesday will be talked about on Tuesday. So if there's certain subjects that you guys wanted to know if we talked about, it might be on our other podcast, which will slowly transition into permanently. But even if you miss the Saturday podcast, it'll be uploaded on YouTube. We're always gonna, once we transition to Saturday podcast, dude, there will be almost a new video every day on our YouTube channel.
So, which is what we're excited for.
Super excited about that, dude. So even if you're not following our other podcast channel, make sure you follow our YouTube channel, because you'll always get updates there. You'll get the full experience there. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's it, man. That's the end of this podcast. Just know we have a lot of cool things coming up. And if you guys can, just subscribe and follow our Facebook and YouTube. And, you know, we're really active everywhere. So,
yeah,
we'll be around.
Let's go do it, or else.
Yeah, just go fucking follow.
Elbow drop the shit out of the subscribe buttons, dude.
Oh, God. Dude, we're going to be one of those people.
Bye.
If you breathe, you gotta subscribe right now, dude. Bye, guys. All right, see you guys later. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll be back. Touch. Sorry.
Touch me.
Okay. Wait, dude. It's the other way, dude. On the stream. I forgot we had it this
is
way.
Is it? No, it's not. Oh,
we look so stupid right now.
No, we look super cool, dude.
There we go. Here, boom. Boom. Okay, there we go.
All right,
everybody, have a good night. See you guys later. And hopefully, you guys do good stuff. And
just end it. Just stop.
Follow up for that. Okay, see you guys later. Bye.